Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
10,000 beds ready to go. A lot of folks on our side, if you go on X, a lot of folks on our side criticizing Trump. Oh, you've only deported, like, what? Actually sent out of the country? 66,000 criminals, 100,000 total. That's not going to do it. Biden let in 10. Some say 20. I think it's probably closer to 20 million. And wailing on Trump. Look, he's really only got a deportation force of 20, tops 30,000. He can't do it alone. He can't. We're not going to get him out. And if we don't get them out, the Democrats will eventually get power and there's going to be amnesty. And then they're going to rule us. We're not going to rule them. They're going to rule us. I'm going to put the Democrats in power, and it's only going to take one time. Only take one time of first-time illegal immigrants choosing them over us. They'll remake the Supreme Court. It all goes downhill. I can't tell you how important this is. I cannot emphasize it enough. This is why they're fighting so hard to keep the criminals, the gangbangers. Why? Those are not just gangbangers and wife beaters to them and violent rapists. Those are their smuggling networks. This is why, for instance, Jocelyn Nungery's rapist and murderer, two Trende Aragua members raped and murdered that 12-year-old girl. One of them was wearing a monitoring bracelet, and they knew damn well he was Trende Aragua when they put him in it, and they let him go. Why? They want these people to move their voters into the country. That is why they are fighting harder for the criminals than even the everyday illegal immigrants who are just here to work or for a better life. They understand that if their networks are dismantled, they can't move the future replacement voters in. That's why they treasure the criminals above all else. They don't care how many women they beat or kill or rape. They don't care. In fact, that is a sign they are committed criminals and willing to do what it takes to get the Democrats their voters. I'm telling you, they're this cynical and they think this way. Folks, understand this is what we are up against. And that doesn't even count the poor USC student who was murdered by a drunk driving illegal immigrant. We got to get them out of our states. Let me tell you why. Because the voter drive is going on. And if they flip that amnesty switch in South Carolina, best case scenario, the state's purple. May go blue. We got 3.5 years, y'all. That's all we got to get them the heck out. So, two things. Number one, Democrats can't take total power and build the one-party system. Every system that is totalitarian, from Ukraine to Russia to China, is a one-party system. There is no free media. There's nothing. They all operate the same way. They're all dictatorships. Every one of them. That is what the Democrats want. The only hope we have when that amnesty switch is flipped, and eventually it will be, is that we have red islands. We can make South Carolina a red island where you can go. And we can maybe even keep the amnesty switch from being flipped because we can get them out of country. But it's going to take people like Henry McMaster coming in off the golf course and doing what Ron DeSantis has just done. Proving it is doable and not pretending anymore that there's nothing Republican governors can do to help Trump. Here's DeSantis on Laura Ingraham last night explaining what he's done.
We have been deputized, our state agencies and a lot of our local, to exercise immigration enforcement authority. When Biden was president, if our highway patrol pulled over an illegal for driving drunk, they would call ICE. ICE wouldn't come get them. And then we weren't allowed to do anything beyond that in terms of immigration enforcement. Now we're deputized under President Trump's administration. Our guys can just take them and get them into processing for deportation right away.
I'm confused. What can't you do?
Okay. And he goes on to explain it to her. He says, nothing. He says, I got 10,000 beds ready to go, and I got deportation flights ready to run. We'll go straight to El Salvador. And we don't need anything. Governor McMaster, what are you doing today? You busy? Haven't heard much from you. It's been like a week since you did anything that I could tell was noteworthy. I mean, besides the behind-the-scenes effort to remove the treasurer. That didn't go well, did it? Anyway, now that you've failed at removing, like, the one truly conservative elected official statewide, yeah, that kind of sucks, doesn't it? Sucks to be you. By the way, he's now polling better than the Senate. Anyway, you could probably use a new project since you failed at your last one. And it was kind of not really that worthy to begin with. So how about this? How about doing what DeSantis did 2 months ago? Pick up the phone. You and Trump are good friends. He endorsed you. You endorsed him. You got the phone number. Pick it up. I know you do. I know you get the guy in half an hour if you wanted to, probably an hour. You get to people around him anyway. And tell him you want to do what DeSantis did. You want to deputize every state officer in this state. And then you want to begin working with police departments and sheriff's departments to make sure they do it too. We're counting on you, Governor. I know you can do it. But let's show the governor that we want to make a difference, because this is a life and death fight. These people will vote one day. Or we can just remove them. We can decide that no more USC students will be murdered by drunk driving illegal immigrants under Henry McMaster's watch. It is a choice. And they will flee this state. But they're probably fleeing Florida now for this state. So here's what you do. You text keyword gov, G-O-V, to the text line, 800-905-0989. 800-905-0989. I've been on this for weeks. The governor knows all about it. Trust me, because you guys keep retweeting it to his team when I talk about it. He knows. Now he needs to hear from you. We know you can do this, governor. Okay? Text keyword gov to the text line 800-905-0989. We will send you phone number for the governor's office and a link that will lead to an email that you can send as well. We are going to mob the governor, and we're going to get dangerous illegal immigrants, including the ones St. Kilmer trafficked here when he drove him from Texas. We're going to get him heck out of the state. We are going to light up the governor. Now, when we do this, we are good people. We are polite. We are nice. Let them know you know the governor could do this, and you consider any inaction complicity. It's as bad as being a Democrat to sit by and pretend you can't do anything. Gov. Text keyword. Now, don't call yet, because I guarantee by now we've already filled up his voicemail. Wait till after 9 when it opens, and then call if you're going to call. Otherwise, send an email. Text keyword. We need numbers here, okay? Keyword gov to the text line. We'll send you all the contact information in a link. 800-905-0989.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Folks, if you don't think this is a war with actual guerrilla fighters and domestic terrorists and an entire Democrat-controlled judicial system to back them, This is the beginning of civil war in this country. And what happened overnight is so outrageous, there's almost no words for it. The Missouri man who firebombed a Tesla dealership in Kansas City, an act, by the way, that the highest-ranking Democrat leader in this country refused to condemn, Chuck Schumer, that guy, has been released. Now, they're trying to prosecute him. The Trump team's trying to prosecute him, but a Biden judge just got in the way. Wait till you hear this. 19 years old, charged in the Tesla firebombing of the dealership, has been released from federal custody. Well, why? Because he's got ADHD. Poor baby. Poor thing. Oh, and he needs to continue his transition. Continue his gender-affirming care. And they say, because of the human rights abuses in federal prisons now, with Trump not wanting to do the gender-affirming care, he might not have access. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of damages to the Tesla dealership. Tossed two Molotov cocktails, the preferred method of terror now by the Democrats, into the Missouri Tesla dealership last month. Released by U.S. Magistrate Judge Jessica Hedges. She was appointed in 24, so she's Biden judge. Due to, quote, serious and ongoing mental medical needs. Yeah, I'd say he's crazy. Blew up a Tesla dealership. Which include his gender-affirming care. That requires daily medication. Which, by the way, is probably driving him crazy. You put the hormones of the opposite sex in your body, it has been... We had the studies on that from the UK, which is why they stopped it for underage kids. And he needs his daily cross-gender hormones and his mental health support. Yeah, and you know what else he needs? This judge is she is laughing behind our back. She is snickering. They're all snickering. You know what else he needs? Access to Tesla dealerships. That way he can bomb them. McIntyre is also on the autism spectrum, his lawyers claim, and has ADHD and depression, all of which require medications and treatments that, get this, quote, excuse him from remaining in prison, unquote, while he awaits trial. Yeah, and free him up for another Tesla bombing. What they have done, folks, to Elon Musk. And don't think the Democrats don't love this. Look, folks, highest ranking Democrat leader in the country, Chuck Schumer, 2 weeks ago, given a chance. Hey, do you want to condemn this? Was specifically asked about the bomb dealerships. Here's what he says.
Senator, what's your opinion of the violence against Tesla, their products? What are your thoughts on that? Do you denounce the violence against Tesla products and dealerships and cars in the streets?
I can't talk about Tesla, but Elon Musk is a disaster for America, and America knows it.
They love it. This kid knows. He knows the Democrat leadership loves this. Judge Jessica Hedges, folks, I can't even read this with a straight face. Judge Jessica Hedges, a 2024 appointee, so Biden, overruled objections from the U.S. attorneys. So that's, they work for Trump now, from the Western District of Missouri. So Team Trump, who claimed the terrorism related charges warranted that McIntyre be treated as a public safety threat. She overruled it. What's a little Molotov cocktail? Okay, or two among friends. when we're combating Nazi extremism. And the only way to do that is clearly to blow up the Tesla dealership, which, by the way, is working. No, it's working. Did you see what just came out? Board of Tesla searching for a new CEO. They denied it officially, but the news broke. Yeah, they're searching for a new CEO. Why? Nobody wants to buy the Teslas. Nobody does. This, folks, this is why Governor J.B. Pritzker was out practically calling for violence the other day. They feel they have vanquished Elon Musk using domestic terror. Folks, we honestly, we're talking about mental health help. This judge needs mental health help. A guy firebombs a Tesla dealership. The U.S. attorneys say he is a domestic terrorist. He is facing domestic terror charges. He is a danger, and she overrules it. No, he's not. He needs his ADHD and cross-gender hormone treatment. Folks, I just, some days there's no words. But here's the good news. Elon Musk just notched a major win against these people. I'm going to explain to you why they are so enraged. And you're going to understand it after the next segment. Because what Elon Musk just did was such a massive win. Folks, this is going to prevent them from stealing billions of dollars. They don't know what to do without the money. And it's going to explain why they are so livid, pissed. All that. And this is going to be good news coming up.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.